والله العظيم, we have a no tolerance for sin policy in our communities. No tolerance, zero tolerance for sin. Individual got his pants too far below his ankles. Wallahi, we ready to oust him. We ready to kick him out of the community. A sister step out her home and she don't have black gloves on. She don't have a black overgarment on. She don't have a niqab on. We ready to kick her out of the community. She's condemned. I mean, we're so extreme and we exaggerate everything. Wallah al-Azim, we have to get away from that. Are we going to continue in this small circle that we call Salafiyah instead of broadening the circle and allowing, you know, the Muslims to look at it at not just as a Salafi circle, but as Muslims in general? Some of us have correct aqidah and some of us don't. I mean, that's just how it goes. I mean, everybody is not going, we keep having this vision in our minds of everybody in the community is going to be Salafi. That's unrealistic. Name to me one masjid in the dunya where everybody goes to the masjid is a Salafi. And I'll stop talking. And I'll go to that community and that's where I will remain until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls me back. Every community has people in it that are Salafi and have the correct aqidah, the correct minhaj, correct understanding of Islam. And then there's some people who are just, you know, they're coming along. Alhamdulillah. They're coming along. By virtue of the fact that they go to a Salafi masjid, we should welcome them with open arms. And we shouldn't exclude them or condemn them because they're not on your level. Wallahi, you just left Kufr last week. You just left Kufr 3 months ago. You just left Kufr a year ago. And now you hear you are talking about somebody ain't Salafi or somebody ain't this. Wallah al-Azim. Ihtarim nafsika. Have some respect for yourself.